your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
I think I speak for, how many listeners do we have? I think safe to say dozens.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I think I speak for dozens of people when I say that, you know, Fridays aren't what they are. Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, it's another day. But when Tuesday rolls along, it's not just another day, and I'll tell you why. Because of the Wood Report, something nobody else has but us. And they couldn't, because to have it in the form we have it, they'd also have to have this lady, Tina Marie Dalpiez.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
You know, my daughter told me today that she thought your name was a made-up name because it sounded so pretty.
Oh,
and
that it
sounded like such a movie star name. She said, I thought it was made up. I said, nope, that's her name, Tina Dalpiez.
How about that?
I am ready for the Wood Report.
All right. Well, we always start out with dead people. So,
well, we don't always.
Well, pretty often the newest dead person is Victor Spinetti. He is a comic actor. He appeared in three of the Beatles movies, and he won a Tony on Broadway. He died from cancer, and he was 82.
But not anybody we'd recognize.
I don't know. Evidently, he was real buddy-buddy with the Beatles. He was in A Hard Day's Night, Help, and Magical Mystery Tour. So I guess if you knew who he was, you'd be able to pick him out in that movie. And Jack Osborne, the son of Ozzy and Sharon, has announced that he has multiple sclerosis. Jack and his wife Lisa had their first child in April. The 26-year-old went to see a doctor after he had some trouble with his eyesight. And now he has MS.
Okay. Can I just say something that's going to sound cold?
You're going to say something about Ozzy and drugs?
Yes, and this is going to sound a little cold, but the old karma thing and kind of what goes around comes around. I watched the clip this morning of Sharon Osbourne on The Talk, another chick chat show, and I saw her break down crying about Jack, and the audience, the women in the audience, it's like they were devastated. Here's a family that is the most profane, vile, reckless. Would you agree? I mean, they got kids.
I don't know. I never saw
any
of those.
Even when you watch, and you watched it, Peon, they just kind of let the dogs crap all over the place.
Yeah.
They let their kids cuss them out. The kids were the most foul-mouthed jerks that I've ever seen. And sometimes when you take the amount of drugs that Jack Osborne took and you live the reckless life that he lived, and that may have nothing to do with how he got or why he got MS. But my point is, I feel a whole lot sorrier for a lot of other people than I do Jack Osborne. And I've said this before, I feel sorry for good, decent, hardworking people who don't have $100 million and get hit with something like this, who were respectful to their parents, who tried to live a decent life. I feel a lot sorrier for those regular average people than I do Jack Osborne. I don't want anybody to get MS, but for goodness sakes, that crowd on that show acted like, oh, no, my God, this is the worst news ever. Is it really?
From what I've heard, though, he turned out to be a pretty good...
a nice guy.
A pretty good kid.
Well,
and they were just sympathizing with her. They probably don't even know him that well, but her being their friend.
He's a mom. I get all of that, but wouldn't it be nice if all those people who are crying in a TV studio for somebody they don't even know, if they showed a tenth of that compassion for somebody two doors down in their neighborhood or something? Yeah. That's all. Go ahead.
Okay. The house that Octomom Nadia Sulman and her 14 kids live in is now owned by the bank. A foreclosure auction brought no bidders. The opening bid was $355,000. Now the bank has to evict them to get them out of the house.
And she has 14 kids?
14.
Okay.
Yep. Johnny Depp and his longtime girlfriend, Vanessa Paradis, have announced they have officially separated. Just a month ago, Depp denied the rumors of a split. They've been together for 14 years. They have two kids, a girl who's 13 and a boy who's 10.
You like Johnny Depp? You like him? You like his movies?
Yeah. His last one disappointed me, but...
Can I tell you a movie I watched last night accidentally? And when I say accidentally, you know how you're surfing, channel surfing?
Sure.
And you lock on, you didn't mean to watch it? Have you ever seen this movie, Nick of Time?
No.
With Johnny Depp and Christopher Walken.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Where he is supposed to shoot and kill the governor of California,
yeah,
who is played by Marsha Mason.
And Peter Strauss is in it.
Peter Strauss is the governor's husband.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. One of those thriller, drama, edge of your seat. It's a tremendous movie.
And Christopher Walken is great in that.
Yeah, 1995 movie, yeah. Nick of Time.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you know that part of the whole deal here is that we interrupt you.
I don't. Okay,
otherwise, it would end so fast.
You look really cute today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A source close to the Kardashian family claims that Kris Jenner, the mom, did everything she could to force Khloe and Lamar to film their struggles with getting pregnant on their reality show. They speculate that this is a reason that the couple pulled the plug on the series, because they didn't want to have that personal stuff on their show.
Mm.
Yesterday, Mike Evans talked about the number of people in Madonna's entourage.
I believe you said 200.
Yes, there are 200. There are 30 bodyguards, a team of personal chefs, a yoga instructor, and an acupuncturist.
Of course.
And a dry cleaner.
When you have 30 bodyguards, I actually think... you're trying to make the world think you are even bigger than you
are. She thinks she's royalty.
Yeah.
She expects her dressing room to have 20 international phone lines and be filled with flowers.
Well, hold it. What? What? What?
That's in her...
Why do you need 20 when one phone can make an international call anywhere?
I guess she wants her staff of 200 to be able to make calls without having to wait in line.
Oh, my goodness.
She also wants the room to be filled with flowers, white and light pink roses and lilies, with these stems precisely 6 inches long.
I didn't like her before. Now I really don't like her.
Okay, Charlie Sheen.
There's half. Thank you, Dan. That's half of 6 inches. Right?
Charlie Sheen says his new series, Anger Management, will be his last. The 46-year-old says he wants to devote more time to his kids.
Isn't that what they always say?
I have another story on him. He did an interview with Playboy magazine, a few of the things he said in there. He offered the same apologies about, you know, being, he was in denial when all that happened with 2.5 men. What else did he say? He says that his 3-decade career proves he's just wired a little differently than you and me. If you're special, you're tortured. You cannot be a little different from others and be successful for 3 decades. You can't not be a little different. Okay. He also said he has a penchant for prostitutes. He's not ready to give that up just yet.
Who, Charlie?
He says, I'm not saying I'll never be with a prostitute again, but it's hard. Parts of it are...
You know what, Tina?
What?
No, let me tell you something. This is the last warning.
Boy, yeah, she thought she could slip that right in.
We know what you're doing. A penchant for prostitutes. He says it's hard.
It's hard.
You think that we don't know what you're doing?
It's difficult.
Of course
parts of it are soulless and parts of it are nourishing. It's always a roll of the dice.
Let me read you an email I got about you. Dear Frank, I used to really like Tina Dalpiez, and then this person says, I hope I spelled her name right. But recently, it just seems like every 15 minutes she tries to slip something filthy in on what used to be a good, wholesome show.
I couldn't agree more.
Wholesome.
Yeah. See, you even did it then. You couldn't even help yourself.
Boy, yeah.
Please ask her to stop it.
It's a sickness.
This audience does not go for that kind of stuff.
No.
That's just one email of many. Go ahead.
Charlie also said he had less than noble intentions when he first decided to pursue acting. He said it was all about the chicks and the money.
That's why I got in radio.
Really?
Chicks and money?
Yep.
Did it work?
Not yet.
Okay. Sugarland singer Jennifer Nettles is pregnant with her first
child. Jennifer Nettles,
She and her husband Justin have been married for about 7 months, and their baby is due in November. Who does Betty White have the hots for? The 90-year-old actress says if she were 50 years younger, she'd be all over George Clooney. She also has a thing for Robert Redford, but she wouldn't have to be 50 years younger. Arsenio Hall is returning to late-night TV 8 years after the Arsenio Hall show left the air. He's 56. He's developing a new show for CBS that would debut in the fall of next year. Right now, it was only supposed to be airing on a couple stations, I think, in New York and California. Rumor has it that supermodel Gisele Bündchen is pregnant with her second child. She and her husband, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, have a 2.5-year-old son named Benjamin. Shia LaBeouf has starred in a new music video for Icelandic band Sir Rós. And I can't roll my R's, but it's Sir
Rós.
Rós. Yes.
Rós.
And in it, he is completely nude. The artsy video, which features a few side profile shots of his wiener, went viral right after it was released on the internet yesterday. Well, you said not to say penis.
Yeah,
so.
But put the microphone down by Tina's lap again. I want to hear that again.
Isn't he in the band? Isn't it part of his band or no?
No.
It's a different...
No.
Hillary
Duff has been hit with a lawsuit over a car accident from back in December of 2010. According to the lawsuit, her car struck a car driven by Rachel Owens. Now, Owens claims that she suffered great mental, physical, and nervous pain and suffering.
I'm sure that's true.
And needed multiple doctors and surgeons to treat her unspecified conditions. Actor Timothy Busfield, who just had a birthday last week.
I don't know who that is.
He was in 30-something. He was a redheaded guy. He's kind of a walrus-looking guy with a mustache. And he was
I guess I would know him.
He was also on The West Wing. A woman accused him of sexual assault. She says they were necking in the show in a theater, and he groped her breastal and genital areas while they were kissing. She said
isn't that what you do?
She said it was unwanted touching. But the attorney says the city attorney says there's insufficient evidence to go forward with anything.
Well, what evidence would there
be? He didn't try the popcorn trick.
That's where he made his mistake.
Sophie Simmons, the 19-year-old daughter of Kiss's Gene Simmons, tried out for the X Factor in San Francisco over the weekend. She told the judges, Simon Cowell, Britney Spears, Demi Lovato, and L.A. Reid, that she wanted a fair shot and said, this isn't about my dad.
Right.
This is about my audition.
Right.
It's been said that the panel was kind of split on whether to send her through, but since, you know, they can't say who goes through on that show. You don't know. It's kind of like American Idol. It's all a big secret until it starts. Vanilla Ice is not dead. The rapper took to Twitter to assure his fans, I can't believe he has fans, that his death rumor was a hoax.
Who was the one who was out here? Was it Ice-T? He was right across the hall when we had a restaurant. It was either Ice-T or Vanilla. I think it was Vanilla Ice.
It was Vanilla Ice, yeah.
And remember,
because he did an appearance at the bar right there.
America's Pub.
Yeah.
And I think one of his people came over and said, hey, he's right here. Would you like to have him in the studio? And we said, no. No, thanks.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. It's fun, though.
Rob Van Winkle?
Yeah. Ooh. Things got physical between Alec Baldwin and a New York Daily News photographer as Alec and his fiance, Hilaria Thomas, were leaving a New York courthouse with their marriage license. Alec claims the photographer nearly hit him in the face with his camera. The photographer claims that Baldwin came at him, pushing and punching. The picture that another photographer took looks like Alec Baldwin was at fault, but I don't know what really happened. I guess we'll find out. Mike Tyson is out of his freaking mind. He was on TV, live TV, with Ann Curry on the Today Show. She said to him, talk to me about becoming a vegan. He starts
vegan.
His answer, this is what he said to that question. There's too many prison cells, jails, lawsuits, bankruptcies, women, venereal diseases, too many everything. I got tired of everything. Every time a prostitute girlfriend came back from a trip, I had to sleep with them. He called himself a prostitute hunter.
That's why he became a vegan?
That's what he went on to say.
That guy, you know, he's got a one-man Broadway show.
Spike Lee is involved, yeah.
How can he possibly get through a one-man show and remember his lines? He's so stupid.
He is.
Does he even know what a vegan is?
No, he couldn't.
A-R.
No, that's not how you spell vegan.
I am.
So she asked him, what was the question?
About becoming a vegan.
He went off on prisons and prostitutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They said Spike Lee was also a guest, and he's like, Mike, she's talking about, you know, being a vegan.
I think, isn't he the director of
food?
The Broadway show. Yeah,
yeah, he's the director. Yeah.
So that's why they were on together.
He may be having second thoughts.
I know you like the show Parenthood?
Parenthood, yeah.
Right. Ray Romano's going to be on there for a while next year.
Oh, great.
Next season.
I like Ray Romano.
Just for a multi-episode arc.
You know what else I like? What happened to this guy? Paul Reiser.
Disappeared.
He's kind of boring.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. A little editorial.
That's what happened then.
Singer Lisa Loeb is pregnant with her second child. She hasn't had a hit for quite a while. Puppet, the midget wrestler from the Spike TV show Half Pint Brawlers, knocked himself and several of his front teeth out.
I thought we weren't supposed to say
midget.
That's what they call it. They call it this in the story. He jumped. Okay, he's on the top rope of the ring, and he jumps out to land on a table. You know how they always do that, and the table collapses. Well, he missed the table, hit the cement floor, out a bunch of teeth, and he was unconscious for about 3 minutes.
What's his name again?
Puppet.
Puppet. Yeah, there's a name to choose if you don't want people concentrating on how little you are.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart, who plays Bella Swan in the Twilight Saga films and stars in Snow White and the Huntsman, was number one on Forbes.com's annual list of highest paid actresses. She's 22. She earned about $34.5 million from May of last year to May of this year. Second, Cameron Diaz, who had the surprise hit with Bad Teacher, she earned $34 million. Sandra Bullock was third with $25 million, and Angelina Jolie, who had been at number one, was fourth with $20
million. Man, I said it before, we just are in the wrong business.
That's right. Ticket scalpers trying to make money on theater tickets for the premiere of The Dark Knight Rises. Evidently, there's tickets on sale at some of those movie sites. They're trying to get like $100 or more for a ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Crazy stuff.
This is really good.
I was rearranging my papers. I'm just going to do this extemporaneously.
Okay.
Remember when Lindsay Lohan was in that wreck? Yes. The big deal. She wasn't supposed to be driving because the insurance company who allowed her to be insured for that movie said, well, she can't do this, or this, and one of them was can't drive. And they're saying the producers knew she was driving, and they just were like, okay, we won't say anything. Oh. So. Nothing's been said yet. They could actually pull the plug on the insurance in the whole movie, I guess.
No, it sounds to me like she's just bulletproof. Nothing sends her to jail.
And also they're saying, you know, how she collapsed. But she's saying she worked 85 hours in 4 days.
Come on.
And they say two other people working on the film also collapsed, but she was out partying that next night.
So. Yeah, she was out till like 3 or 4 in the morning and then going into work in the morning.
Mm-hmm. At the movies, Madagascar 3 held on to the top spot at theaters over the weekend. It made another $35.5 million. Prometheus was number two again with $20.5 million. Rock of Ages, featuring Tom Cruise, opened third with $15 million. And the new Adam Sandler movie that everyone says is just awful was fifth. It made $13
million. They got to just be the people, all the investors in Rock of Ages. Don't you know? And what was that John Carter? Remember that big epic thing? What a disaster.
And the next one, the one right after it, Battleship. Another.
Oh, yeah.
And it starred the same guy, the guy from Friday Night Lights.
And you know, people forget that a lot of these movies, they do go out and get investors, just like you'd invest in the stock market, and it's kind of a gamble, and they lose their money, lots of it.
Right, but I think some of them actually kind of make it up overseas. You know, they may not make a bunch, but they might break even. Birthdays. We'll start with the youngest one, Paul. I never know if it's Dano or Dano, but he was in Little Miss Sunshine. He was the real troubled brother who had he was colorblind. He wanted to be a pilot. He was in There Will Be Blood. Remember that?
Oh, movie? With
he was the boy in that.
Oh, who's the tall the guy that starred in Blood?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, that was a weird
psycho
movie.
Guy.
Weird movie with a weird ending.
Yeah. Well, that kid is 28. Zoe Saldana, who was in Avatar, she was the blue gal. She's
not real cute.
I think she's pretty cute. She's 34. Actress Poppy Montgomery is 37.
Who?
She was in Without a Trace and Unforgettable. Robin Tunney, she's in The Mentalist.
Who's that?
She's the cop in The Mentalist.
Yeah. The words of Jerry Seinfeld. Who are these
people?
You've
seen that movie because I know your wife loves it because it has Simon Baker in it. Yeah, The Mentalist.
Oh, she loves
The cop, the chick cop, the cute little...
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, she's 40 today.
Okay. What's her name?
Robin Tunney.
Yeah, I like her.
Okay, whew, man, this is difficult. Actor Jean Dujardin.
Who's that?
He was the star of The Artist. He's 40.
Jean Dujardin.
Yeah.
No.
Paula Abdul.
Hey, Jean Dujardin.
Paula Abdul, no explanation there, is 50. Kathleen Turner is 58.
Ooh. Oh, have you seen her?
Yes.
She looks older than that, doesn't she? Man.
She looks older than that and bigger than that.
Oh.
Kathleen Turner is one of those that went the way of Sally Struthers. And, and remember Cagney and Lacey, the blonde?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sharon Bless or something.
Yeah.
Singer Ann Wilson of Heart is 62.
That's one thing I'll never do is let myself go and let myself gain.
Yeah,
nope,
no, be overweight.
You.
Good for you. Do that.
Felicia Rashad. Everybody knows she was Claire Huxtable, correct?
Who would name their daughter Felicia?
No,
Felicia. She's also the first African American actress to win the Tony Award for Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a Play. She's 64. Singer Spanky McFarland, and I loved their song back when I was a kid. Like to Get to Know You. I'd like
you
to
like
know
that
you.
Song?
Yes,
yes.
Oh, I do.
I love. She was born in Peoria, Illinois. She is, how old is she?
Spanky.
She's 70. And finally, Gina Rowlands, who you probably remember as the wife in The Notebook with the Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
She is 82.
I thought she died.
Nope, she's alive. And that's the Wood Report.
I'll tell you. I can't get enough of that Wood Report.
Nope.
That could be a two-hour-long segment as far as I'm concerned. And maybe one of these days it will be. Give it up for Tina Dow, P.S.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These other people, they just scratch the surface of the stories. She goes in depth. She gives...
goes in deep.
She gives... Yeah, she goes in deep.
You guys are...
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Whatever you were going to say, we are. Talk about something I don't know anything about. Wine. I do know a nice place when I see it, and I know when I go to a place and I really like being there and want to go back from the places I don't want to go back to, which makes Chandler Hill even more interesting because they deal in something that I don't know anything about, yet I love to go there. I don't know anything about wine. It'd be very easy to go there and feel out of place, intimidated, stupid, but you don't, because you could go in there and have... Oh, man, we went to somebody's house a few days ago.
Oh, man.
And they built, it's a new house, and they have a wine cellar.
Oh.
And they have 2,000 bottles of wine in their house.
Holy
wow.
And he catalogs. He makes a note of the date each bottle was purchased. And then, depending on what kind of wine it is, when its peak flavor would be. I mean, you have to literally have it cross-indexed and then he knows where all the Merlots are and all the...
It's all computerized.
I would imagine he has a computer, some kind of software that allows him to...
So you're thinking that Chandler Hill probably has to keep track of all that, too.
Oh, you bet they do. And the interesting thing was, I said, what's the temperature in your wine cooler? He said, absolutely, always, constantly, 58 degrees. 58-degree cooler. So I thought, well, as impressive as that is, imagine the people at Chandler Hill. Imagine what they have to know and what they have to inventory and keep track of. And then what happens if there's a particular... I mean, you have to know about that bottle of wine or two that, for whatever reason, nobody bought, nobody drank, and now there's that point, like, I guess the equivalent of an expiration date. You don't want to open it now. And if you do, it's not going to taste... quite as good as it would have tasted a year ago. There's just a lot to know. And even though I don't know any of that, I love this place. The first time I walked in there, when I got word that they had opened, it was built, ready to go, and the whole story about the acquisition of the property, that Chandler was, I think Joseph Chandler was his name. He was a slave. And then when he got his freedom, this family, as a doctor, and his family, they gave him a little piece of land out there, and he had his own house, and he worked the land. It's a great story, which is the reason it's called Chandler Hill Vineyards. It's the original property, and when they bought it and they built this winery, they uncovered near where the old cabin was some guns and farming implements and just museum-type pieces. It's a great story, but more importantly, it's a beautiful, beautiful winery. And it's only 15 minutes past Chesterfield Valley. Not one of those never-ending, are we ever going to get there kind of treks out in the middle of nowhere. It is in Defiance, Missouri. And again, 15 minutes from Chesterfield Valley. What I would do if I were you is go to their website, because you're going to learn a lot at the website, including directions, but you're also going to see when the private parties are booked. And speaking of that, if you have an event, if you have a seminar, if you have a sales meeting, if you just want to have a lunch with friends, if you want to do a wedding reception, They do a lot of them all year. And that brings me to the fact that it's not seasonal. Like a lot of these wineries, they shut down pretty much about the end of October because it's too cold. They're built for people to sit outdoors. Now, Chandler Hill, gorgeous, gorgeous tasting room with a massive fireplace. So I don't care if it's 3 feet of snow or weather like today. Sometimes it's good to be able to get in out of the weather, and other times when it's perfect, it's great to be able to sit outside and have a great view, and you got it all at Chandler Hill. Go to this website, ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
It's time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic. How do things look from up there, Tim?
Oh, we've got a couple of messes right now. First of all, they've just cleared a stall that was blocking the left lane on westbound 44 right at Elm. So you've got a backup that goes back to the Fleet Station, Murdoch, up through Elm. We also, it looks like they're just now clearing an accident on westbound Highway 30. No, they still have the right lane blocked. It's westbound Highway 30 right at Highway 270, and that's got about a half mile to three quarters of a mile backup if you're traveling west. Got an overturned tractor trailer on southbound 55 near McNutt down in Herculaneum. It's got the right lane blocked, and you've got a pretty good backup going back to at least Highway M right now at the last time I checked it. This one on Graboid, they do have it up on a flatbed trailer, but they still have the right lane blocked, and they only have the left lane of the left turn lane open if you're coming off southbound 270 to get off at Graboid. Other traffic. Eastbound Highway 40, that's jamming up from Compton to Union Station. Once you get beyond that, everything's running good to the Poplar Street Bridge, but that's where it ends because eastbound 5570, that's stacked up from the Poplar Street Bridge all the way through 64. This traffic report brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. It is the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-700-9104 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle and Elle magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-700-9104 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-700-9104.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed. Because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Stock Workshop coming to Clayton, Chesterfield, and St. Louis. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach you how to pick the right stocks every time, when to get into the market and when to get out, how to make money from stock you don't even own, how to protect what you have, even when stock prices are melting down, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Stock event, Tuesday, June 26th through Thursday, the 28th. Reserve your seat now at myrichdadstock.com or call 800-611-6635. Register now and get a Rich Dad documentary just for attending. Call 800-611-6635 or visit us at myrichdadstock.com now.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now, he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-3681. 1-800-300-3681.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-300-8260 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
Country Bob's is proud to announce that their family of products is growing. They have added specialty sauces such as apple chipotle, honey habanero, barbecue, and their own brand of seasoning sauce. Folks, this is Country Bob's all-purpose sauce like you've never tasted it before. The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerberg's and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Step to B-Square. Step to B-Square.
Sitting next to a guy here in the studio who's about to do what he does every Tuesday, and lesser men would be in the hospital right now. Lesser men would be whining. Give me more painkillers. Not this guy. And we'll tell you what we're talking about after we tell you that, first of all, it's Tuesday. The DVDs, the CDs are out. Also that he is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. They make great products, and all these stores are locally owned and operated, so support them. Tell him you're AM and the PM, or would you please welcome a man who, if I were him right now, I'd be in intensive care right out of hernia surgery, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Now,
yes.
I've never been real clear on what a hernia is. It's tissue that's protruding or has
your
broken
intestines.
Through something.
Yes.
It's not supposed to.
It's your insides kind of making their way through the muscle lining, and they're just poking out and looking kind of weird. Protruding,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, you had the surgery when?
Friday.
I don't think you're supposed to drive for at least a week.
Well, let's not let anybody know the make and model of my car, and we'll be fine.
Oh, someone drove you here, right?
Oh,
Tina, you're
yes.
not talking. You're not talking to just anybody.
Yeah, Tina.
You're talking to Joe Hipperson.
He's got a
man
point.
Who is still has multiple layers of stitches. How long is your scar?
It's a couple inches. Maybe I would
Dan,
say.
Dad, show him a couple inches.
There you go.
No.
It's wider than
inches.
That.
Plural. Sorry. What's that?
Wider.
It's long.
Wait, it is long. What are we talking about right now?
How
what,
long is your cut?
From end to end, the
what?
Incision is 2 inches?
I would say about 2 inches, yes. About 2 inches, and they couldn't do it. What is the medical word? Is it laparoscopy?
Yeah, laparoscopy.
Yeah, where they do the couple of needle pin
punch holes in you.
I've had one hernia before. I had one in 01, and when I had that one, they did the little punch hole
now,
thing.
Now, why you say you had another hernia? Is this something that, like kidney stones, people who have them tend to have them more than once?
I've heard that. I've heard, oh, yeah, when you have one, you're more susceptible to having others. I figured they meant in the same area you had the last one.
Right.
But they told me, no. This is an umbilical hernia, which is kind of rare in adults. They usually see in little kids when they're born. Babies have umbilical hernias. They say maybe I had it for a very long time, and sometimes certain periods of stress, or maybe you sneeze the wrong way,
push it out a little bit further.
Yeah, I'm hanging out in my room one day, and I'm getting ready to go to the pool with my kids, and they say, "Dad, didn't you have an innie?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" "Well, your belly button was an innie, wasn't it?" I was like, "Yeah, it still is." I'm like, "That's a big outie." And I looked down, oh my God.
So your belly button is starting to burst out.
Your intestines
are all pushing everything forward.
I'm telling you, man, it started to look like a baby's fist, which is coming straight out of my gut.
Oh, that's like alien.
I know.
My dad's had a couple done, and I think they put in some...
Like a mesh
holds it in.
All right, so this has nothing to do with lifting something heavy. I used to think if you get a hernia, you tried to pick up something that was too heavy.
It can do that, too.
But if you're susceptible to it, you didn't necessarily do anything that
caused it. It could have been a wild sneeze. It could have been anything that caused me to contract in some way. So, you know, it just kind of happens. And, yeah, like Ian said, they just put like a little mesh lining in there. It's kind of like they cross their fingers, say, "Hey, we're going to push this back and put this little net here and hope for the best." And just after you have the surgery, can't lift anything.
Well, I say we applaud the man who comes in here after just having had that procedure. And then you have stitches to be taken out. When?
I think most of it's going to dissolve out. I see the surgeon in a couple weeks. He's going to take a look at it, make sure there's no... I mean, it's just gross.
You didn't even spend the night in the hospital.
It was kind of an in-and-out thing. I was in there for a few hours. I was unable to do the Friday report because I was still under. I mean, I was, you know, just having vivid, wild dreams
Docked.
So.
You'll be docked for that.
Thank you very much. But, they give you a call afterwards, a couple days later. And you want to be, nice and grown up about it, but they're asking me questions about, is there any unusual discharge coming from any orifice? I'm like, jeez.
Oh, discharge?
Yeah,
I don't like that word.
I didn't really search myself for discharges or anything, but so far, Frank, I want to let you know I have not discharged anything unnatural or
good, because we'll have to burn that seat here.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right,
it's
Tuesday.
Yes.
Give us something to go to buy.
A couple of music releases that maybe were not on your radar last week that are out now that you could take advantage of. We've got Fiona Apple doing what I would say is her impression of Florence from Florence and the Machine. That's the best way I can tell you that she got a new record. It's called The Idler Wheel is the new record for Fiona Apple. Really good, kind of smoky. I don't know if that makes much sense. But when you hear some of this stuff, it's like you're walking into a bar, really kind of smoky bar, downstairs of a club, and she's got a lot of moments that are very Florence from Florence and the Machine. So if you dig that, you might want to pick up this record. Kind of cool. There's a guy named Glenn Hansard. This guy opened for Eddie Vedder last summer when he did a solo tour. Really talented singer-songwriter. He's got a new record. Now, right before they put me under the anesthesia during the thing, there I was the Today Show. Whatever. What's the one with Matt Lauer?
That's Today Show.
All right. So I had this big thing going down Friday because Justin Bieber was so stoked at a new record coming out.
Right.
So it was Justin Bieber singing the baby song over and over again. Whatever is happening to you before you have a major surgery or a minor surgery, before they put you under any heavy drugs, the last thing that you kind of take in becomes this weird kaleidoscope loop of trippy, I had the most bizarre Justin Bieber dreams when I was under.
I don't know if we want to hear it.
Yeah, no, what?
I'm saying this because his new record dropped, man. His new record is out. It's called Believe. And so,
in the dream, were you his scoutmaster?
In the dream.
His taskmaster.
And you got lost in the woods?
In the dream.
Usher.
I'm not making it up. In the dream, it was me and Matt Lauer, and we were hanging out with Justin Bieber at some like little party or something. And I don't know whether I was trying to make a move on Bieber or not, but in my dream, it was weird stuff.
You know what I think it was? A look into your future.
Really?
You will be co-hosting the Today Show.
Well, that I can definitely deal with.
Yeah.
I can swim in those waters, man. I can do that. New record out today from a guy named...
Or when you go to prison for messing around with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Is if I say Kenny Chesney, is he the guy that shouldn't wear the cowboy hat?
Isn't he the one that was married to Renee Zellweger?
For a minute.
Yeah. But isn't he the one with the small head?
He looks like a little bitty rat wearing a hat. A rat with a hat.
Some guys could pull off the cowboy hat.
Yeah,
there's no question.
No, I agree. He shouldn't wear it.
I get
him confused with who's with Nicole Kidman then.
That's Keith Urban.
Oh, okay. I get Keith Urban. He's the one that has, it looks like.
A long, shaggy hair.
He doesn't wear a cowboy hat,
no,
right?
He has long 70s kind of hair.
All that highlighted hair.
Right, but yeah. He doesn't need to wear the cowboy hat because he can get all scruff and gruff.
Exactly.
He's got hair. Kenny Chesney looks like one of those guys that suffers from the thing where you can't grow hair. You know what I'm talking
alopecia.
About?
Alopecia.
Yes.
And you can't grow a full-grown head.
Exactly.
And I know people love Kenny Chesney, and he's supposed to be a really nice guy, but his head is like a little orange sitting on top of a man's shoulders. Hat on it.
If you take the hat off, you're going to get more validity from people like us that might not fully embrace country music. I just wanted to put that out there because Kenny Chesney and his hat, they do have a new record out today. It is called Welcome to the Fishbowl. So, you know, maybe that's, you know, your cup of tea. Here's something that I will never endorse, never patronize. I'm not going to tell you how I truly feel about the artist. I'm not going to say anything rude or derogatory, but I will never, ever in my entire life put forth a penny to benefit this particular person. R. Kelly has a new record out.
I'm with you.
Called Write Me Back. He has a new record. I will never purchase anything with his name on it. That's all I'll say
about
that.
And isn't he just recently back in jail? He owes the IRS. It just came out yesterday. He owes a ton of money to the IRS. He's in trouble again.
Hence him dropping a brand new record of subpar.
And he's
material.
The one that had the 13-year-old girlfriend or something.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I don't want to. Okay.
I'm with you.
And the Smashing Pumpkins are trying their very best to play songs of yesteryear, only giving them brand new names. They've got a new record out today that I cannot pronounce correctly because it's the word ocean and then the letter A and then the letter F, all with one word. So it would be ocean of... I guess. The word ocean with an A and then an F afterwards. So ocean of...
Ocean of...
There's an album that just was released in West Virginia. It's a bunch of mountain hillbillies.
Here it comes.
Mountain hillbillies called Smashed and Pumping My Ken.
Oh my goodness.
Don't ever say anything about me again.
Okay,
I was all worried about bringing up R. Kelly. Wow.
No kidding.
On the DVD end of things, there are a few things you might want to pick up. First time ever on Blu-ray, Madonna's classic Evita is available. You might want to get that. Whoopi Goldberg without eyebrows in a two-pack. Sister Act 1 and 2 available in a two-pack Blu-ray exclusive. TV show some people dig. I think it's kind of weird. Wilfred Season 1 is available today. Movie called Big Miracle. Might as well be called Free Willy. I think they ripped off everything associated with that, but maybe you like to retread. Big Miracle available, worth renting if you have kids. Movie called Wanderlust, starring Jennifer Aniston and Paul Rudd. A very happy couple. They go to some weird...
I like that movie.
What, you like Paul Rudd?
I like the whole movie.
And about them going to that community, they don't really know. It's a bit of a swinging experience, can we say that? Okay, maybe. Yeah. Maybe your cup of tea, maybe not. Maybe not worth the rental if you're a bit uptight about certain things. You also have Project X. Now, Frank, I know you're not a big fan of those movies where the whole thing looks like it was shot on someone's video camera.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
Like that.
This movie, I think, really pulls it off. You have a bunch of kids, parents out of town, they decide to throw a party. Party gets way out of hand, as usually it does in cliche movies like this. But the whole thing's told from the point of view of security cameras, video cameras, and anything and everything that could go wrong, including huge, gigantic explosions in a suburban neighborhood, all go down, captured from that point of view. It is a lot of fun. It is a very fun movie. It's not a dumb movie. I think it's a very fun movie. Project X, maybe worth picking up. If you're a fan of young Christian Bale, Newsies and Empire of the Sun are both on Blu-ray for the first time ever. Blade 1... and Blade 3 are out on Blu-ray, but Blade 2 is not. Mm. Oddly, it'll come out next week. Very weird. So you can't complete your trilogy today. All apologies on that one. And last but not least, I just need to know, Sarah Silverman, funny or not funny?
At times.
I think she's, in an odd way, cute.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
She's cute, but it's an odd cute. And I think she can be funny. She's like Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock can be pretty, she can be plain. Silverman can be really cute and funny, and she could be what?
Right, so let's say you're curious.
I think she's funnier than, who's that gal that whose show bombed and after they promoted it for a year? Whitney Cummings.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather watch
Sarah. Agree with that 100%. Sarah Silverman, by the way, there's a movie called The Way of the Gun. It might not be the best movie of all time, but the first 5 minutes features Sarah Silverman in one of the most out there, just crazy, I'm talking cursing up a storm. She gets in somebody's face, and the way she talks smack to that person.
Yeah.
Amazing, hilarious. Sarah Silverman had a TV show, The Sarah Silverman Show, in its entirety. Every single episode in a 7-disc box set is available today for $45. So, if she's your cup of tea, might be something worth picking up. That will do it for me. Talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe. Get well.
Thank you, sir.
Take it easy. Don't do anything crazy or strenuous. That's the rule I live by every day. Nothing is strenuous, and I didn't even have hernia surgery. Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. First Community Credit Union is, well, lucky for me, it's on the way here. I was in there today. I make a right and then a left. I go out of my way on the way to work about 50 yards, so it's very convenient. If it weren't, I'd go anyway, because I've told you before, I like to go in where I bank. I don't want to do it all online or all on the phone. First Community Credit Union, I would just say this to you. You bank somewhere, so why not make that somewhere First Community Credit Union? You'd be doing us a huge favor. You'd be doing yourself an even bigger favor. We never ask you to do anything that you won't benefit from. They're great, loyal sponsors of this show, and we intend to get every piece of banking business for them we can, hopefully including yours. So checking, savings, all that stuff you want from a bank, some of the stuff you're not getting from your bank, like the level of service maybe you should get, I think it's waiting for you at First Community Credit Union. Start with their website if you like, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, they have cleared that accident on southbound Graboy Highway 30 at 270. Now, it is causing some problems. They did have a lane down on the ramp to Graboy, and it was causing some slowdowns from Highway 44 up to Graboy, mostly up in those two right lanes. They have reopened the highway since the last report. They had shut the highway down southbound Highway 55 just before McNutt. And they've just reopened it. It's not an overturned tractor trailer. It's just a tractor trailer that had an accident. And right now traffic is back up just a little bit south of Highway M through McNutt. Southbound 270, that's stop and go now, approaching Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 starts slowing from Cave Springs out through T.R. Hughes. Westbound 40, not as bad as it usually is at this time. We're slow from Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Mason. Just a little slowdown as you make it towards the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry now to Check Into Cash. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com. The Talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheatley. Sources are saying...